You are going to listen to Rebecca, who is a lawyer in the Australian Air Force. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for each question, 1 to 6. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers. Good afternoon. My name is Rebecca Lewis. I'm going to talk to you today about my role in the Royal Australian Air Force as a military lawyer, the qualifications and some of the challenges that I've been through in becoming a military lawyer. So first to qualifications. To become a military lawyer, I had to complete a master's in legal studies. And part of the physical challenges joining the military involved completing significant psychological and physical testing, so that you may not be sleeping, you may not be eating, you may be working 12-hour days in rainy conditions, and certainly in Australia, where I come from, this is quite commonplace. As a successful lawyer in the Royal Australian Air Force, my career has been both challenging and rewarding. I began as a junior legal officer, eager to make a difference. And over the years, I've had the privilege of advising commanders on critical legal matters during complex operations. Each day presents new challenges, but knowing that the main point of my work is to keep both the Air Force and its staff safe is incredibly fulfilling. So I had to go through some quite significant testing in order to meet the military standards, and certainly as a female, that can be quite challenging. It means meeting the same standards as a male would be achieving in the same circumstances. So once I joined the military and I got through the testing capabilities, I joined as a military lawyer. We're a small team of 35 lawyers Australia-wide, and our role is to support the Australian Air Force in flying soldiers all over the globe. So we would actually deploy with Air Force soldiers to go to places like Iraq, Africa and Asia, where we would assist with missions in peacekeeping, in food distribution, in global aid where there's a humanitarian disaster. And the role of a military lawyer is to assist in advising the aircrew in particular. Where can they actually fly in international airspace? Can they fly into Iran? If they fly into Iran, what are the protocols that need to be followed? What weapons could they use? So the role was actually quite varied, and on top of that, I had to work in physically difficult conditions. And as a woman, this is also quite challenging. Working in the military means working as 13% of the working population in the Australian Air Force. So it means really being quite isolated at times, being a senior woman. You have to be tough to make it in this career.